participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves
Santa. There'll be no mollycoddling.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rockstars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from D.C. on WKFK. 202-432 on 067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, February 27th.
Yes. Oh, that's a good way to start the day.
Here's the phone numbers for your instant access from anywhere in America. Our toll-free number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., home station, WJFK, number 202-432-1067. Our second home, WNEW, New York City. Your special number, 877-692-1027. Yes, he's the man on the can of Ensure.
Yeah.
There he is, radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
He really drinks Ensure. not kidding about that.
And
it tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a young person's drink.
It is. Huh? It is now.
All the kids are drinking Ensure.
Yeah, he wants to be healthy. You just watch.
All the kids down at Paul the Sixth High School, they're hanging out in the corner by McDonald's smoking their cigarettes. They're not drinking the Mountain Dew anymore.
No, they're drinking Ensure.
They're drinking Ensure because they've heard that...
To ensure they get the vitamins and minerals that senior citizens need.
That's right. Hipster Buzz Burbank is drinking it. That's what they heard on the show.
But you can see it's giving Buzz the energy to say F you, Rob, the first 5 seconds of the show. Yeah. Look at the difference already.
Look how tough he is today. He's wearing his Castro outfit and everything. Tough.
He's looking bad today.
Yeah. Listen, all I can say is hello next. And today, for the first time ever on the Don and Mike Show, the next, I've arrived already at the radio station.
We got some Knicks in the lobby.
The first ever Redneck Olympics. Part of the Olympics will be held outside.
Yes.
The WJFK radio station.
Right.
Some of the Olympics will be held inside the radio station.
Ah.
Some lucky individual today and, lucky kinfolk will be crowned the number one redneck, and that person will win serious, serious money.
Yeah, $1,000 from the Dish Network.
Wow. 165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH. The Dish Network supplying the $1,000 for the winner of the Redneck Olympics.
Yeah, and they're gathering, and it's going to be a very exciting competition. And like any competition we do out of doors, Mother Nature has cooperated magnificently by bringing us 20-degree weather.
Yeah, yesterday was 70,
right.
Today it's like 20 degrees outside, which is why some of the events will be outside.
Yes.
Some will be inside. Some of the outside events will include the tobacco spit.
Excellent.
Also outside, hubcap throwing.
Very good.
Also, we'll be checking out... your rigs, your rides, your hoopty mobiles, your pickup truck.
Very good. Yeah, we're just totally subjective. The most rednecky vehicle.
Also, at some point, there's going to be one of the categories, and I guess, Buzz, you might as well start writing these down.
All right.
We're also going to have the general overall smell.
General, all right, now how many categories are we going to have? Because I guess at a certain point, we have to organize this. We have to actually put the categories down in order, and everybody's going to have to give a grade in each category for ye.
Okay, now let's see.
Just a good old boy.
We got the tobacco spit, right?
Late wheeling.
Check. Never mean it, no.
We got the hubcap toss.
Right. Is this going to be distance or accuracy? You had said both yesterday. Is it going to be accuracy?
Yeah, I believe accuracy.
Okay.
Now, we'll have an area that
we'll
they
target.
Have, yeah, that they have to shoot toward.
Very good.
Then you're going to have the overall smell.
Right. These are the subjective categories.
Then you're going to have most, least teeth. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we'll have inside the studio.
Okay.
Least teeth.
Is that a legitimate category?
What?
Is that going to be a legitimate category, least teeth?
Yes.
All right.
Also, we will have most tattoos.
Most tattoos. Right. You said that one yesterday.
Most tattoos. Oh, we're going to have a special category. Most Confederate tattoos.
Okay, so that'll be an added bonus category.
Mm-hmm. I think... Would it be too much to say most, like, skull and crossbones tattoos?
No, I think if you talk tattoos... You get into
all right, so
you know why don't we I here's how we can solve this. How about most rednecky tattoos? You can't, like, if you come in and you've got the
well, but see, they're all tattoos are rednecky.
The barbed wire is rednecky, even the Japanese, the Chinese lettering.
So let's just have the two categories. Most tattoos, most overall tattoos.
Do you want to have most Confederate flags displayed?
No,
including tattoos?
No, because guys will run out to the local store to load up. It's got to be...
So how about, if you count one tattoo, for every tattoo with something to do with the Confederate flag, you get a bonus point. So it'll be 2 points for Confederate tattoos.
Okay. Confederate tattoos count too.
Double points. All right.
Double. It's a double winner.
Mullet? We still looking for mullet?
Yes, we got the mullet category. We mentioned teeth.
Right.
I think that might... How many we got there, Buzz?
What you have is the spitting contest. You've got the hubcap throw.
Right.
You've got the most tattoos.
Right.
You've got which involves the most Confederate tattoos.
Uh-huh.
You've got the vehicle, the redneck hoopty,
mm-hmm.
the least teeth.
Right.
And the worst overall smell.
Right. And mullets, if you want to.
And mullets, if you want to.
And
that would be what, eight categories?
Four, five, six, seven categories.
Seven categories.
And the best mullet.
Right.
And the smell was in there?
Yes, it is. Now, it's on the list. So we will add up some of these will be objective scores, some of them will be subjective.
How about one other category?
Uh huh.
Most kinfolk you brought with you.
Most kin.
Yeah. Most kin you brought with you.
Okay. You could conceivably add a point for each kinfolk. Which would be a completely, which would be the complete objective grading system.
I've seen some of the necks who are out there already.
That are solo flyers.
It's just them. They don't have any kin with them.
Yeah, and those two, I'll tell you, if it's the two guys out in the lobby that I saw, I think that they can be challenged. They look more yuppie than, they look more prep school than rednecky.
I just saw another redneck coming in. Excuse me, it's the dumbass reporter from the website.
Oh, that kid. The Hobbit? New Hobbit?
He might as well enter the contest himself.
Lord of the Rings coming in?
That's right. So next, listen, here's the deal. Normally we toss you aside, we ridicule you. We call you white trash and worse things. But today, our doors, our double-wide doors, are open double-wide.
We salute you. Then we're going to pay you money.
Yeah, $1,000. Redneck Olympics will start it very soon. Show up here, Dynamite Radio Station, 10800 Main Street in Toothless. Fairfax, Virginia. We've started momentarily. We're sat outside with the microphones.
Very good.
We've got mobile microphones to walk throughout the radio station with.
Very exciting.
We got it set. It's happening.
Yeah.
So show up and we'll get this thing underway. Now, also today on the show, we've got to continue with the rating of the women.
Yes.
This is something we got to wrap up because we have a truncated week. We got the Redneck Olympics today. Tomorrow we're doing the entire show from an RV.
Hey.
As we drive around the Washington, D.C. Beltway, giving away money, saying thank you for listening to the Don and Mike show. Thank you for giving us the great number one ratings.
Handing out money.
And our brand new time slot. And I think you're going to love this, the fact that the station, the company Infinity, that is too cheap to pay for the Arbitron ratings, uh-huh. which we are thanking people for back from when we could actually
thank them,
when we could actually, you know, legally get the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They're too cheap to give us $1,000 from petty cash to give away. So tomorrow, the first thing we're going to do in the RV is go to a money machine. Where? Oh, you already got the cash?
Yeah. I didn't know we were doing it that way. You told me yesterday to bring in cash.
Well, I'm grateful you got the cash. I'm gonna stop. Mike's gonna put up $500.
Wow.
I'm gonna put up $500, and the first stop we're gonna be making is at a bank, uh-huh. where we are going to ask for $1,001 bills.
Oh,
or maybe we'll ask for $901 bills. And
Rob, who's the caretaker of the cash? Lisa?
Give it to Rob.
Rob, all right.
Or no, you know what? No, give it to Lisa.
Yeah, if you give it to Rob, it'll end up being $450.
Give it to.
Had a tax I had to pay.
Give it to Lisa, and then we'll see. Anyway, Elwin, the show tomorrow, the free money show, sponsored by Subway. 7 subs.
Lisa, come in here and grab my money.
With 6 grams of fat or less, Subway, eat fresh.
Yeah.
That's on tomorrow's show, and then we're off Friday. We'll have a major announcement for you tomorrow, incidentally, about the show. I'll tell you why we're off Friday and what's going to be happening on the show on Monday.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing, honey?
I want this money.
Now, what is this? I thought we were going to have the playful Mike and Lisa game again for a moment.
No, we actually, Lisa and I have been having very, very civil conversations this week.
Shut up.
Good. Okay.
All right. See, it's better.
Thanks for dressing up.
Hey, right back at you, kiddo.
Oh, what an ass.
So, what a silly ass.
Silly ass she is.
What a silly ass she is. So tomorrow we're doing, anyway, the Drive Around the Beltway show. So one of the things that we've got to firm up before we, no pun intended, before we get out of here.
We got a driver?
Yes.
We do have a driver, and Mike, you're looking at him.
No, it turns out the driver has been provided.
Oh, we do have a driver.
Let me say so, because that's a recipe for disaster.
What, with Rob driving?
Yeah, we'd end up being only able to hand out $4.
Well, now the deal is, I certainly don't want the pressure of driving this car.
No, you're not driving during a show. That's never happening again. That's one of the things we did in the old days. I don't see that ever happening again.
And listen, okay, mister, I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour to get to the train station.
One time I was late. I had a reason for doing that.
And hold on, mister. I drove on the sidewalk. I almost ran over some protesters.
I was late.
Okay. You're not driving either.
Okay. I'm perfectly willing. My only concern was the equipment in the back, which I'm working to rearrange.
I put us both out of the running for the driving job.
Right.
Then I said, well, how about Rob? Because I certainly know that at least with Rob driving, it would be the equivalent of having an old lady drive.
Yeah, it would be a safe drive, a safe trip.
But they have supplied a driver. So so the great news is that we'll be able to just do the show.
Very good. That's good. And the you know, with that cash money, we'll have some sundries that'll be included in the RV.
Oh, you mean are we gonna have booze?
Well, I'm thinking of this.
Yes.
An unusual show.
Yes.
It's going to be a happy day tomorrow.
Yes, we are going to.
Very happy day for the show.
We're going to stop and get foodstuffs, and then we're
certainly about time for that.
We are going to stop at a liquor store.
Very, very good.
And we're going to buy booze,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have a happy day driving around thanking our listeners.
Very exciting.
For the number one ratings, and, you know, if we happen to get bombed, well, we're not driving.
That's right. Exactly.
And we're not doing the show from the station, and we're not doing one of those dumb, hey, we're getting drunk to show you the dangers of driving drunk shows. I mean, it'll just be, you know, we're just going to party a little bit tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I'm just realizing, now I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Why?
No, because I'll ruin everything.
Why?
That buzz talk for a second. because okay. I'm serious about this.
Okay, all right, hold on.
All right, tomorrow, a very big and exciting day for the show. We can't wait to get on the RV. Mike apparently wants to do a little partying as well as a little eating as we travel around the Beltway, giving out money to say thanks for the great ratings in Washington, D.C.
Mike, there's no problem with that, with the fact that you're talking about driving around with open liquor, that's against the law.
He loves to
We can certainly do is stop and have a picnic.
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll make frequent stops.
Yes.
We're going to be doing that anyway.
We could certainly stop and have a picnic by the side of the road.
Right.
Have some cheeses.
I think I really would like to urge people to listen to tomorrow's show because I think you're not going to be disappointed.
I think you're going to like it. Besides the fact that we'll end up having the caravan following us,
mm-hmm.
and if it's anything, we've only done this one time.
And
before.
We don't get mad at the caravan when we're doing this show because we get mad at it when it's some ass that's just really trying to f with us,
like right. following us home from bowling or something.
Yeah,
oh,
like
and incidentally, I got to say, I do have sad news that tonight the bowling has been postponed. You're fighting gutter balls, Dynamite gutter balls. The bowling tonight in Laurel, Maryland had to be postponed.
We will reschedule.
Sorry, we'll make that one up as soon as we possibly can. So we've got all this stuff happening on the show. Bottom line is that must do today, finalize the re-rating of the women 2002.
I have a feeling that we have left a lot of women out.
And at one point we're going to ask you guys to call in and tell us who we've left off. And I'm sure that a lot of you haven't heard us rate the women, that a lot of the questions you're going to have are women who, in fact, have already been rated.
Right.
So it might be, it's kind of going backwards in time. What we're going to end up doing is we're going to wind up with the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
Your top 50 pieces of ass
mm-hmm.
for the year 2002.
I was not real happy with my top 10. I wasn't
really?
the way it stands right now.
I like it.
I'm not thrilled to death with it.
Well, you got to stand by your ratings.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is, I know that there are other women out there that I haven't thought of that we've got to rate that could move into my top 10 quite nicely.
And what we're going to do then is make this list available to you, the home consumer, in two different forms: either the cheaply printed mimeograph form, which we will gladly send to you,
suitable for framing.
Or the equally cheap laminated wallet size edition
to keep in your wallet for handy reference.
So anytime anyone ever says to you, hey, what about, for instance, Jillian Barbary from Fox NFL Sunday, you can immediately say, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Don and Mike average on Jillian Barbary is a 7.4.
In the case of the ratings where we both agreed, the type will be bold to indicate the definitive rating for the model.
Meaning that there is no, for instance, I'll give you Anna Kournikova. And again, I would eat the corn out of her kova. I gave her an 8.3. Mike gave her an 8.3. What that means is
she is an 8.3.
All you dumbasses out there, I'm sorry. Your opinion simply doesn't matter.
We have agreed, and when that happens, it becomes etched in stone.
No argument.
And there is no, she is an 8.3.
When Mike and I agree on the ranking of a woman, that's what it is.
Which is a marvelous grade, incidentally.
Yes, it is.
An 8.3 is one of our stronger grades.
And again, I love the fact that what we're doing is simply rating these, and it's something that I'm proud to tell you that we started before the stupid magazines like FHM and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're rating the women simply on their physical beauty.
Yes.
Although in a few cases, their personality has added to their downfall,
of course. Or in case of certain people, it's added points, too. Because I think Bonnie Bernstein would not be your traditional woman on a list of this kind. She wouldn't be there, but the fact that we've known her and met her and seen her in person. Remember when she came in with the USA t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
USA.
She sat in my car.
Yeah.
I've never armor-rolled that seat.
Don't ever do it.
I never have.
Terrific.
This is just a little, just a slight feminine odor. It was just months ago, and the odor.
The pleasantest guy.
To this day, yes. Fresh as daisies, Buzz.
Yeah, right.
It's like, buttercups, that's what it's like.
Incredible. Like those little animated butterflies that fly up when you hit the seat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay. I have some suggestions for the contest.
Oh, the Olympics? I think we're all set, but sure, what do you got?
You could give extra points for those who have NASCAR or WWF tattoos.
No, I think we're locked into the Confederate tattoo.
No, and there are some like myself who...
enjoy the NASCAR, and I don't consider myself to be a NASCAR.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's, you know, somebody brings
additional
your...
points for a gun rack.
Well, we're not going to do any more additional points, but if somebody brings down a car and there's, say, a gun rack with a big number 3 in the window, I mean, that'll be,
That wouldn't help.
Because we're judging,
I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
We're judging the car subjectively, best car.
Okay, so no points for a picture of their double wide with the truck camper on top and on cinder blocks?
No.
Just enjoy.
Just thank you, my friend.
Great.
Bye-bye. See you later. Here they go around again. Around the corner. There's your Dale Jarrett. There's your Tony Stewart. There's Jeff Gordon. Oh! And God needed another driver, so Dale Earnhardt is not racing today at Talladega.
Oh, you're disappointed.
Ye NASCAR
ye.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Yes.
Hi. How are you going to have the Redneck Olympics on one of the last days of Black History Month?
Sir, listen, as we said yesterday, there are such things as black rednecks.
Black rednecks?
Black rednecks.
Yeah, we had a black redneck call us yesterday, wanted to participate.
Black rednecks are certainly welcome to join us today.
That's like an oxymoron.
For the Redneck Olympics. No, I think you would be surprised how many black rednecks there are.
Right.
And I know that we're going to have at least one show up today because he called yesterday. He was adamant about being included.
Mm-hmm. And Robert was here in the lobby, the angry mailman, just looking angrier than ever. I mean,
he's just
greeted me with a, hello, Mike.
He's just here because we can't get rid of the guy now. We let him on the show once or twice, and now every time we do something, he's showing up.
He's forever, I'm afraid.
But you can't have a black guy with a mullet.
Well, no.
You can have a black guy with a cowboy hat.
You sure can, and you can have a black guy with a... I'd pay good money to see a black guy with Confederate flag tattoo.
You're not going to see that.
But
don't think you'll be seeing that.
Still, you could have your black rednecks participate in the tobacco spit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the hubcap throw.
Yep.
They could certainly have the best redneck vehicle.
Least teeth.
I think you could certainly say that a black redneck could have the worst smell. Possibly the only category, you're right, that a black man would be at a disadvantage would be the best mullet, but a black man could certainly show up with the most kin.
Yeah, and I think that we can judge a black man's hair and see if it's a, you know, kind of a rednecky do.
I mean, because listen, if we're stereotyping here that the white man is the redneck, well,
right,
we can certainly stereotype that a black man might have more kin.
Yes,
especially if he plays in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
he might have more kin than
right.
You know, perhaps in cities throughout the country.
So we're being all inclusive today.
Of course, I'd be curious to find out how some of your other contestants would feel about you all saying that you could have a black redneck.
You know, you just won't let it go, sir. You seem very, very disturbed.
I'll give you this. Probably a lot of the rednecks who are going to be competing today probably would be happier if the contest was for white only,
mm-hmm.
because that's part of the unspoken redneck creed.
The redneck way.
But
it's just not going to happen.
Right, it's not.
And, you know, you don't do a contest worrying about what the contestants are going
to
think.
I understand that, but I'm curious as to then why this contest...
Are you black or white? Are you black or white?
Black.
You're black.
Okay, and we're having this contest, as it turns out, during Black History Month, because, hello, now listen, doofus, the Olympic Games ended 2 days ago.
That's just a play on words, though, with the Olympics and the redneck.
Can I ask you a question?
Why not the Black Olympics?
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Is there an outside shot that if we continued this, if we kept this going, that you'd be on the phone for 4 hours? That we would finish the show and you would go from one argument to the next ass?
No, not at all. I just wanted to get my question out.
So if we had the Black Olympics, for instance, what categories would you suggest we would have?
Now, you know you all are better at that.
No. I'm asking you. Because you said, why don't you have a black Olympics? And I'm saying that by saying a redneck Olympics, we're not limiting it just to white folk. So what events...
Best walk.
What events would you have for the...
Best pimp step.
Yeah, the same thing, kind of the best pimp step walk.
Best attitude, best lingo.
Well,
best lingo, that's... You know what?
How about most pieces of fried chicken?
You could go to the stereotypical, but you know.
How about?
But you're just doing the same thing for the redneck.
Spitting a watermelon seed. How about that, huh?
Do you have
it? You asked for some. I gave you some.
Well, I think, frankly, as we discuss this right now, that could be a the Brother Olympics. But you know what?
No.
When you do the Redneck Olympics, you're doing a play on the Olympics. When you're doing the regular, Olympics, you're there's so many talented black athletes that it's just kind of it's kind of odd.
You're thinking about it too much. And listen, give me this. Tell me any other white radio show, and let's face it, we're a show for all people, but we're all white.
I respect that.
Tell me any other white radio show that has done a Black History Month feature for at least 5 days out of the month.
Oh, no, and I'll give you props for that.
And we have another Black History Month feature today. Now, granted, we were late to the party. We didn't start until February 22nd. February 22nd.
Right.
But at least we're standing up and we are representing.
True that.
We're representing.
True that.
Right, but then here you come with the Redneck Olympics right at the end.
Now, the Redneck Olympics seems to be bothering you.
Listen, it's just an untimely, I guess it's an untimely set of circumstances.
I have a theory here. Can I throw a theory out?
Yeah.
And I'd like you to listen, my black friend, that the Redneck Olympics are designed to entertain the brothers. And by having it during Black History Month, we will be making fun of predominantly white people today.
It's a slippery slope you're on there, Mike.
Well, you know something? It's the slope I've chosen. It may be. And you know what? I feel like I'm on a black diamond.
Black, white, F you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Friend.
Goodbye.
Tea was trouble.
Toodaloo ass. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. Will Mr. Rob be riding with y'all tomorrow in the RV?
Rob's view, the whole show, will all be in the RV tomorrow. Me and Mike and Buzz and Lisa and Rob.
Gail.
Yeah.
Bill,
and what?
Can you put Rob A. in the back?
Can we put Rob A. in the back? Why is that?
I don't want to hurt y'all when I ram my vehicle into it.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, there he is.
We'll have Rob in the back. Let's see if Evan is there. Evan? Evan, are you there?
Yep, I'm there. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, I got a couple of events that could be going for the Redneck Games.
Okay.
First of all, the moonshine tasting event, and afterwards you play music on the jug.
Have we mentioned that we already have our categories?
No, but it's all right. I mean, you know, again, that's a Redneck stereotype.
EMW is what it is.
What is it? Yeah.
Troublemaker Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, you got the pig squealing events.
No,
the
I'm happy with what we have. Thank you, though, Evan.
Thank you, really. Thank you for getting into the show. We appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank and you, ass.
Mike, you mentioned the slippery slope.
Yeah,
so. I think that would be good if we ever did the China Olympics.
Oh my God,
the Chinese guy Olympics.
You're on, Mr. Spicoli. You're on dangerous ground there.
Hey, let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Yeah, there are black rednecks. Who's the biggest black redneck of them all?
Who?
Carl Malone.
Yeah, because he's a big trucker guy.
Right. No ass, Carl Malone is a black redneck.
That's an absolutely brilliant example.
Country
singer Charlie Pride would be another.
I think Earl Campbell was a black redneck. Absolutely. He had that whole thing with the chewing tobacco and the stupid cowboy hats.
Right.
But I think this guy's got it right. Carl Malone, first off, he's outside of the other members of the Jazz, he's the only black man in Salt Lake City. And he has like a trucking company.
But he's got a huge, very successful fleet of semis.
And he also he wrestled on TV once on the WWF or WCW or something.
Sure. It's what he likes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Good observation. So to Andrew, down the mic show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how about a few extra points to the person who has the most clothes from the Marlboro catalog?
The most clothes from the Marlboro catalog.
Haven't thought of that one. Pretty damn funny, though.
That's good.
Yeah, because you really, now I think of it as like members only jackets where you see the Marlboro. We see the Marlboro logo.
You know the next, you save the points. Save the Marlboro points. And how many times have you gone like to Ocean City and you've seen them?
Yeah,
where they have the Marlboro beach bag and the Marlboro beach towel and the big umbrella.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
That they all got from the points. I think we're going to stick with the original categories, though.
I think when I was a country disc jockey, I did some judging contest for bands or something that was sponsored by Marlboro, and they went around and they asked these ladies with these big tubs, these big plastic tubs, with the single gift pack cigarette samples, where they went around and you had like four cigarettes in each one and they'd hand them out. It was all sponsored by Marlboro.
Yeah, I remember the good old days when, seriously, I think now they'd get mad if you did this, but back in the day, back BM,
right,
before Mike, when I was disc jockey, I would actually give away cartons of cigarettes.
But we did that.
Did we do that?
That was one of the first things we did, actually, was giving away. We gave away cigarettes.
I remember doing it when I was back playing records, when I would just say, I'm sorry, you've not won the grand prize, but let me give you a carton of Winston's or whatever.
Very exciting.
And why wouldn't they let you give away cigarettes today?
I'm not sure. I think we probably could. There might be some rule. There's so many rules.
Hi, Joe.
I would win the Marlboro thing because back when I smoked, I got the tent, the beach towels, the hat, the backpack, the flashlight kit, the off-road kit, and the carry bag,
the oxygen,
all of it.
Joe Archer. How many points, Joe, do you think you amassed your Marlboro points?
I smoked about 10,000 points.
10,000
when
points.
I quit, I was 3 packs a day.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
And who would think people that like cigarettes would be interested in camping gear?
Oh, they love to camp.
Oh, Nick's love to camp, Rob.
Sure, the camping's bit.
Camping is one of the biggest redneck activities known to man.
You get ye out to nature, you don't have to worry about modern conveniences.
Because when you're camping, you're one step closer to hunting.
That's true.
Hunting for some vittles?
Right. You're outside, you don't have to worry about those pesky daily modern routines like bathing. And
I went out camping with my friends one time, and there was a guy that didn't like me because I took firewood from his place, because when we all arrived there, I arrived there with my, you know, with my sweater tied around my neck and my sailor's cap. And I got out, I said, what is this camping thing? And I went over and I thought that all these people had their tents set up, and I thought that the logs were community logs. Well, no. This guy's name, and I think his name was John, and John was a redneck, and John didn't like me. And started giving me crap. He'd had a lot of beer to drink and said, what are you doing taking ye log from ye? And he was a friend of a friend of a friend.
Oh, dear.
And they said that I said, hey, I'm sorry. I thought it was like for everybody. No problem. No problem at all. I'll put it back. And they say my attitude was so much with him that he went into his tent and got out his .22.
Oh, man.
They said he was that drunk and he was that angry with me. But rednecks love camping.
Yeah, you need to be friendly to him and just say, How you?
Jim, Donna's Mike Show. Hello, Jim.
I take offense to the fact that you say anybody that saves the Marlboro points is a redneck. I saved them, and I am not a redneck.
No, sir, listen, I'm afraid you are.
No, I am not a redneck. I refuse to say that I don't even own a cowboy hat. How can I be a redneck?
I think he's got a valid point. I think might fit into the larger subcategory, which is white trash.
Okay, well then...
maybe I fit into that category.
Okay,
you know what? Let's go one step further. Irish white trash.
Irish white trash. Some of the best white trash.
I would have to agree because as I was saying before, I am a NASCAR fan.
Right.
I don't consider myself to be a neck, but I guess in that way, I'm plain white trash.
Do I still retain my crown as the most rednecky guy on this show?
Wait, because I like NASCAR, I might be a redneck too? Wait a minute, I might have to relook this.
No, you're white trash.
No, I might be a redneck now that you mention it. Marlboro Miles... Let's see, NASCAR. Yeah, I might be a redneck.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Later.
Welcome. You know what? You know what, Mike? I think
I moved out of it, haven't I?
I think you have.
Yeah.
I think I'm the most rednecky.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've
taken the crown away from me. When I was hanging around with all my speedboat friends.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I was prime rednecky.
Oh, you mean especially that one, the fat guy?
Yeah, Rich.
That guy.
Buddy Rich.
You liked Rich, too.
I
think Rich went to jail.
I did.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, no, I think he went to jail.
Shocker.
I think he did like 2 or 3 years.
Well, 2 or 3 years is not a long time.
I'm not sure. Maybe a year. I haven't heard from him. I'd love to hear from him. I think he might have had some tax issues.
Uh-oh.
But he had a speedboat.
He sure did. Big boat. We were out on that boat one day. Big boat.
My redneck friends were water rednecks, which are, you know, you go down to most
like
major...
Deliverance.
No, you go to most major marinas, and you'll see a whole different category of redneck. Water redneck.
You've lost a lot of redneck chips. You haven't been to the Iron Skillet in a long time?
No, I haven't.
And how many years since you've been to Myrtle Beach?
Quite a while, but I'll tell you this. I think I still count because of where I live. For now.
Yeah.
Yes, but very soon.
Right, yes. Soon I'm going to be moving to the
anti of that.
Yeah. I would say so. About as far away from that as you can get.
I mean, you know, where you're talking about moving to now.
I'm moving probably from Prince William County to a trendy, hip, Arlington type thing.
Yeah, wow. Very, very happening location.
Yeah,
for your bachelor pad in the sky.
Yeah, and so that's going to move me further away, and you're going to continue to watch NASCAR and do very rednecky things.
Well, hold on. I think the only redneck things that I have are...
I laugh thinking about my history, though, because I was.
Yeah.
I mean, my friends were all rednecks.
The finest buffets all knew the name Mike O'Mara.
Here's all I think that I have. I have the NASCAR.
Right.
I think I've got WWF.
Right.
And the fact that I like that stupid Toby Keith song.
Yeah, you like the country music.
I do like some of the country music.
Do you have any Western... How many pairs of Western boots do you have in your closet?
None.
I would have 6.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that counts.
You might win.
Yeah.
You still wear them? You still might win.
I wear them when I'm thin.
Okay.
So I haven't worn them in about a year.
What would that have to do with?
I wear them when I'm wearing jeans that are smaller.
Oh, I got you.
They look good with jeans that are smaller.
Say, you're fat. Your feet don't get fat.
Yeah, well, mine do. A little.
Okay, do they really?
Yeah, tip of my toes to the top of my head gets fat when I get fat.
Okay, well,
I'm like the Michelin man.
Hello, next. Let's call. Let's get a word from Colette at the front desk. To see how many necks we got. I saw a big fat guy in overalls coming in.
I had a cousin who shot another cousin. I ever read that back.
Tim
McWilliams?
Yes.
Tim McWilliams?
Yes.
What, are you on the front desk?
Yeah, I'm helping out Jessica because she's a little indisposed right now.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Jessica.
Yeah.
Have you got a good look at her today?
I passed her in the hallway.
Do you think she's wearing like one of those push-up bras today?
Like I said, it was a passing glance in the hallway there, Don.
You know what? Tim will never give you anything here. You talked to the wrong guy.
We got some rednecks out in the lobby?
Dude, I mean, are there any left?
Okay, so it's a very crowded lobby?
Yeah. All it's right. It's starting to get a little bit funky in here.
All right, thank you, Tim.
That answers that.
Thank you, Tim. All right, so we'll start the Redneck Olympics in a moment. Why don't we just, let me just call Jessica.
Okay, very good.
And just, what's her extension, Rob?
She's looking, we would all agree, looking fetching today.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Very strong. She's not on the list. She hasn't worked here long enough to be on the list. She has a very tight sweater on today.
She just looks marvelous today, and we were,
she does,
commenting.
She looks very nice.
There you go, try that.
And we were having an in-house discussion about Jessica.
Right.
We've had Jessica on the show before.
She's a very good friend of the show.
Wonderful woman.
Very nice lady. Maybe she's at his desk. Maybe she's not at her own desk.
Her boss's desk?
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached Jessica.
I can find his number.
Let me see, Jeff. Jeff, 800. Gotcha.
Yeah, I almost went there. I wasn't even thinking.
One of the hardest things for me to honor.
I almost...
Oh, wait, now Terry's pointing down the hallway.
She's at the front desk? Okay. Well, someone asked Jessica. Rob, go get Jessica.
Okay.
Just bring her in here for a second. Bring her in, Miss Congeniality. She really is.
She is very sweet, a very nice person.
One of the nicest people at the station.
Comes out and cheers us.
Frankly, she should know that when she wears a tight sweater like that to work,
it's distracting.
In
a good way.
In a very good way.
And
she's all complimentary.
Sure.
Tim told us she was at the front desk. Apparently, we didn't even realize that.
Passing glance there, Donnie.
Apparently so.
Well, he goes to practice singing his Beach Boys.
Tim owes us a sing, incidentally.
Yes, he does.
There she is now, Jessica Biel. See what I mean?
Looking a little self-conscious.
All right, well, there's no...
Well, she is around us because she knows we're...
Yeah.
We're pranksters.
There's no need to be self-conscious.
No, we're pranksters.
No need.
A wonderful person.
But she simply...
She is. One of our favorite people here at the radio station.
Beautiful Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
Hi.
Okay, now, listen, I'm just going to ask the question that every guy in the building is wondering today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What you're wearing, is that a Wonder Bra? Is that a push-up bra?
No, neither.
It is neither.
Gentlemen, then I simply say...
So that is...
We just, then please just accept our applause.
I guess I should say thank you. I'm a little embarrassed.
Okay, it is a compliment. And really, I think I speak
incredible!
For the...
Incredible!
I think I speak for the entire room when I simply say... Wow.
Okay, now I'm going to go put on a jacket. The rest of the day, wear it in the building.
Don't. Sorry, please don't.
Don't.
Please, you know, morale around here in general, in the country, has been low for many, many months. And, on behalf of all the men here, please don't.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't
thanks,
do that again.
Bye bye.
Just be yourself.
Bye bye.
You know, Jesus, it's a compliment. Be proud.
I think while
wow.
Booyah!
Hey, Rob.
Oh, stop.
Run, Rob.
Oh, don't do that.
Run, Rob.
Come feel
why don't
this.
You, why don't you go take it out to the
restaurant?
Come put
oh, my God.
Let me just show you what's happening.
Why don't you wrap that in some wax paper and take it out to the lobby? Because I got no interest. There might be some takers out front.
My gosh.
We might have to put Jessica on our list, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
She might have to be one of the women that we rate.
Very nice.
Nice lady.
Wow. Very nice lady.
Well, listen.
Lady. Rob, you'll have to tell her that, you know we mean that only in the best possible way.
I'm sure she knows.
Now, I mean, she knows we've seen the sexual harassment video. She knows we've seen it. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah, we really follow that by the textbook.
Yeah, she should be in it.
Well, listen.
Hey, this is comedy radio. It's a different...
Let me just say...
It's a different purview.
She dresses for work in the morning. She knows what she's doing.
That's right. No, see, that's purview. I disagree. That's what I think. That's what makes it kind of wonderful.
Innocent.
But I don't think that there's a... I don't think there's that real agenda. Because I really think that
you don't think she looks at herself in the mirror and goes,
no, she looks...
Wow.
No.
Look at this.
No, because that's her. That's her, you know, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not complaining, folks.
Show me breath. Yeah.
I ain't complaining. All I know is that
man, the video.
And the sedan.
That's funny. It always
sexual
gets
harassment.
Yeah, it always gets back to the video. Yeah. Still haven't seen that.
The video.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
Yeah.
She is beautiful.
Yes, she is.
She's truly beautiful. You know,
you are completely discombobulated.
Let me just say that to the other women of the station, you should try as hard.
Okay.
Perhaps we wouldn't bestow so much time and energy on lovely, wonderful Jessica if the other women around here just tried that much harder to make themselves look good for us.
That's true.
You know, we come to work here.
Right.
For God's sakes. You know, 10 years we've been coming to work at the same place.
Right.
And you fix yourselves up when we're here. You know, I mean, I walk in this place most days and it's like,
put a new coat of paint on ass, it's still going to be ass.
Right. Can't polish a turd.
That was very brutal.
It was.
But it wasn't directed at anyone specifically.
Nobody around here.
Why should anyone be offended?
No one would be offended.
No one at all.
As a general rule, that we'd like to treat all women with the same irreverent causal tones that we treat Jessica with.
Amen.
Just the rest of you, you know what? You don't work hard enough at it.
No, I don't think they care about having anything to do with this show.
I think most of them don't care about their personal appearance. Oh, dear. Most of the women who
we are,
here.
You know, really, we are really down in the trench, and I think the walls may be falling in pretty soon.
No, we're fine.
We're way down here on the bottom.
They'd agree with
shovel, please.
I mean, I think, I don't think that there's a lot of time spent on beauty before a woman comes to work here.
Well, one would say for the men, the same thing holds true.
Oh, yeah.
The vast majority of the men. And you know what? You could be an exception to that with your shiny outfit today.
Well, I got to meet...
You're looking spiffy today.
I got a big grown-up meeting after the show.
Buzz has his Fidel Castro shirt on today, and Rob and I are dressing like we dress every day.
Right.
Basic comfort.
So anyway, all right, we got a break. You're right, because I'm going down a slippery slope right now.
Watch out.
I sure am.
Ooh, man, that's cold.
Yeah, it is.
Let me end this on a positive note.
Good. That's a good idea.
Let me just say that I think that, for instance, Julie. Julie does a fine job of the upkeep.
She just walked by.
Lovely. I didn't even
see
her.
And really, if you find a nicer person I've worked with in my radio career, I don't think that's possible.
I'm just talking about she's put together.
You're heading down that. You're really. You know, and now we've said nice things about two women that worked here. You're kind of headed in that direction where you're going to mention a name in a bad way.
No, I'm not.
Horrible.
I'm only going to mention good ones.
Okay.
I'm also going to think that
we have to mention Tammy Sachs.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mentioned Tammy Sachs here.
And I think my girl Terry every day works on making herself look beautiful. Now, if you're not on that list that we've just mentioned, well, then you might want to think about something.
Absolutely.
You might want to think about it. Because God knows Mike and I primp for you every day.
We do.
We show up here. We want to look as pretty as we can for the women who work here.
Yeah, that's right.
We sure do.
Absolutely. It's always important.
Oh, and the other, I forgot the...
All the waxing and buffing you two do.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean,
creaming.
Beauty is an effort.
The plucking.
Mm-hmm. The other Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Julie Aurora.
Oh, well, come on.
DG Gordon Liddy's secretary.
I mean, there's the award winner there.
Yeah, she...
Perfect 10.
She jumped off that good ship, Titanic, and is working with us again.
Yeah. Very good.
Top of my short list.
Yeah. She couldn't be hotter. What is her phone number?
Is she working here now? She's a wonderful woman. Very supportive.
Oh, got her on staff. She got the hell out of the world of Liddy.
One of our best employees.
Yeah, I mean, just...
She made it to the lifeboat?
I think today, if I'm not mistaken, she's wearing a red top.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Julie Aurora.
Mm. They're running down the hallways with copies of the videotape for us.
Thank you for calling the G. Gordon Liddy Show. This is Julie Aurora speaking.
I'm usually
here Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please leave a clear message with your name, phone number.
Make sure it's
brief
clear.
Message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
I think
thank you.
We understand what clear means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Real hearing.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Okay, sure.
Julie, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show, and I wanted to say you've never looked lovelier. Keep up the good work. Here's Don. Hi, Julie. Damn, you're hot. And we're happy to have you here at the radio station. Nice sweater.
Okay, you.
She does have a nice sweater on today.
She does. I
saw her before the show.
Toodaloo.
Oh, well, you almost call her an aunt?
No, not at all.
Would never want that. Now, she's probably heard that now.
Change the message on your machine.
Very good.
Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
Okay. There she goes.
You know what they say.
What?
It's impossible to ignore a Julie Aurora.
Julie Aurora's on 7-0 for you.
Ah, man.
Oh, did she hear our...
Julie.
Hi.
Hi, hey. Did you hear our tribute?
Yes, what brought it aside? I thank you very much.
We are just talking about women here at the station and our favorites, and you're on our favorites list.
Oh, how sweet. You're on my favorites list, too.
Julie, you, the other women, and I mean this, could take a hint from you.
I thank you very much.
You fix yourself up. You look nice every day. You're pleasant. You smell great. and furthermore, am I right or wrong? Today you are wearing a red top.
Yes, I am.
See? You always notice.
Now keep up the wonderful work.
I thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
There she is. Wonderful Julie Aurora.
I'm glad we did that.
There she is.
I am glad.
That was nice. Julie Aurora.
Did you get her anything for her last birthday?
A lovely camisole.
Okay. Rob.
You're in the line now. At 877-365-3636.
Oh, my God.
I forgot. We got to do the Redneck Olympics today.
Yes, we did.
And you know what started all of this talk was about the rating women.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I liked where it went.
Which we never got to, the rating women. Be the 100th caller now, okay? And win an American Prize, American Pie, something, I don't know. We'll be back. Call. Dial recklessly. Call now. Call.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fly 2, which is the best version to get.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to the 5M.
It premieres on pay-per-view March 1st. You enjoy it now, available on Comcast, In Demand, and Cox Cable. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, hold on a second. Well, last I've heard, there are approximately anywhere between 5 and 500 rednecks around the building.
Very good.
There are also rednecks who are driving here, including the guy who called yesterday and said he was going to bring his
monster truck by.
Now, what is our ceiling for contestants? Because there are time restrictions involved here.
We're going to do one break here, maybe one more break, and then that's it. So you got to be here by the time we start the competition.
Very good.
Which will be, I would imagine, in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
So if you're a redneck, you're planning on participating, get ye down here.
We do have a regular Wednesday feature to get to, and I did want to real briefly get back to the rating of women. You know, a lot of guys out there are hanging on this. Really,
sure.
Every day we get calls from people saying, how come you haven't finished the list?
Yeah, and the other calls are people that want to make sure that we put their women on the list.
I think, as I go through the list, I can't think of anyone that we've not rated. We thus far have rated 62 women, and we've not rated any dogs. I mean, we've not gone out. I mean, we've got some women with low ratings, but
we rated Penelope Cruz?
We have not. We have not. Let's start. I'll tell you what I think of that little Chihuahua dog. She doesn't do it for me.
Me neither.
She doesn't do it for me. She's a 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna give her a 3.8.
3.8 for Penelope Cruz.
Because I think she's kind of hot when she, you know. When she gets all dolled up.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, I got the whole thing with her, you know, ruining Tom Cruise's marriage. That I don't really care about Tom Cruise, but I feel bad for Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do it. I don't know. I don't like her.
I love Nicole Kidman. That's for sure.
I don't like her as much as you do.
Yeah, I think
obviously.
I'm kind of like grateful to Penelope Cruz for putting Nicole Kidman back on the market. Now there's a chance. right.
Here are the current averages among all women as of yesterday for Mike and myself. Here's your top five.
This is the combined top five list?
Combined top five.
Okay, we didn't have that yesterday.
Hottest women of 2002. Number five, Charlize Theron.
Oh, good.
She is an 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Anna Kournikova. She's an 8.3. Tied at number four, or at number three, depending on how you look at it. Well, actually, there's a three-way tie here for number two.
Really?
Number two, number three, and number four are all 8.3s. That would be Brooke Burke, Halle Berry, and Anna Kournikova.
Wow.
And the number one hottest woman is Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley maintains her top spot.
Now, my top five is drastically different than your top five.
Mm-hmm.
My top five is, and I stand by this, although I look at it in print, and I can't believe it, but I stand by it. You know what? I watched a little of Pay It Forward last night, and even when she's dressed like a whore, I still stand by it. Number five to me is Helen Hunt. Yeah. I believe that there's an inner beauty to Helen Hunt.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's what it's all about.
Number four is Anna Kournikova. Number three, Jennifer Aniston. Number two, Britney Spears. Number one, Elizabeth Hurley.
Very good.
Mike's top five. Number five, Bonnie Bernstein. Yeah, that sounds goofy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think she's a lovely woman.
Number four, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Number two, Charlize Theron.
Mm.
Number one, Brooke Burke.
I sure like my top four.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and Bonnie Bernstein's a pretty lady, but it's because I knew her that I rated her maybe higher than I should have.
On our combined list, keeping in mind that...
What's the rating I gave Bonnie Bernstein?
You gave Bonnie Bernstein an 8.5.
Good to know.
I gave her a 7.6.
Okay.
Of the women that we have rated together, I can give you various points where you could figure out who's where. For instance, number 20, if you'd be interested in who's the, you know, if you want to see where they really start going downhill.
Yeah, who's number 20?
Our ratings together, the 20th hottest woman, as far as we know, is Kelly Ripa. Kelly Lee Ripa from Live with Regis and Kelly
she's
Lee.
She's a hottie. That's good.
Woman number 30 on our combined list is Cameron Diaz.
Okay, that's good.
Woman number 40 on our combined list is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that might be a little bellwether right there.
And woman number 50 on our combined list is Jill Hennessy.
Jill Hennessy, the reporter?
I don't know.
No, the actress from the TV show Crossing Jordan.
You gave her a 5.8.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's pretty.
Let me see. Here are the women right now on our combined list that are bubbling under.
Okay.
These are the women
that are off the top 50.
These are women who are just
just on the bubble behind the top 50 on our combined list.
The bubble.
The bottom, let me see, 51, Lisa Kudrow.
No problem with that.
52, Liv Tyler.
No problem with that.
53, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
54, Pink. 55, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Overall combined.
Yeah.
Overall combined right now, the woman with the worst score right now, the combined loser is Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
You know, I will tell you something. I watched one of the reruns of Sex and the City last night, and it's a scene where Cynthia Nixon is at a fancy cocktail party, and they had her hair lightened, and it looked, she looked as good as she could possibly look.
Yeah, I've come around on that. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you, Sam, I'm with you.
So we got to be missing some women on that list.
Let me give you now my bottom five.
All right.
Bubbling underneath the top 50. For me, 51, Nelly Furtado. 52, Sarah Jessica Parker. 53, Pink. 54, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Tony Soprano's daughter.
Right.
55, Natalie Portman. Mike's bubbling under five. Number 50, Liv Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Number 51, Liv Tyler. 52, Pink. Actually, on your list, Lisa Kudrow is number 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Liv Tyler at 51, Pink at 52, Renee Zellweger at 53,
good.
Reese Witherspoon at 54, and Sarah Jessica Parker at 55.
Very good.
And right now, combined, here's your bottom five ugliest women as we've done it thus far. Combined. We have 62 women. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 58, your fifth ugliest woman is Andie MacDowell.
Ah, yes.
Number 59, your fourth ugliest woman is Jamie Lynn Sigler, Tony Soprano's daughter.
And when we say ugly, it's really, it's just, they're just at the bottom of the beauty list.
Right. Yes. Number 60, Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
Number 61, Drew Barrymore.
Ah, very good.
And number 62, last place, Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon, there she is again.
All right, let's see, who are we forgetting? Let's open this up to your call.
If you call, we feel it's a valid rating. We will rate them, and who knows where they could end up.
Brian, hey, Brian, who have we forgotten? Keep in mind, a lot of times people are going to call, and the woman will already be rated.
Right, right.
Hello.
Brian, who would you like us to rate?
Donna Mike, first time caller here, so I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous, please.
Okay, but one suggestion that I'm going to give a candidate. Janet Jackson definitely should have been higher.
We've got, we do have, she's already been rated, though.
And listen, okay. It's our rating. All we're asking for right now is there anyone that you think we should have rated who we have not?
The singer Shakira.
Shakira? I don't even know who Shakira is.
She's all over TRL. She's a hot Latino blonde.
I have seen her.
What is the song?
The song, Naked Underneath My Clothes, Whenever,
hey,
Wherever.
What did I give Janet Jackson? I gave Janet Jackson a high grade.
Hold on. Let me find out. You gave her a 7.8.
That's a good grade.
That's a good grade for you.
And I gave her a 6.8. What's wrong with a 6.8?
Where did that fall?
Overall, Janet Jackson is rated number 17.
Okay, that's not bad.
Top 20, man.
Uh-huh. Listen, man, I would have rated her higher, but she looks too much like Michael.
Yeah, but every sister looked like her brother.
You know, I'd love to, you know, I think Shakira is a big enough celebrity where we maybe should rate her, but I'd love to see, like, a picture of her right now, because I can't.
She's super hot.
She's a hot girl.
She's super hot. All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'll write it down. Someone will get us a picture of Shakira. Joe, get us a picture of Shakira off the internet, please.
Excellent.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, hi, Don and Mike Show. Sean, who do we miss?
Hey, you guys missed Vera Flynn Boyle from The Practice.
I'd be glad to rate that bitch.
You guys don't like her?
Lara Flynn Boyle, I'd be glad to rate her. Let me see.
She's like a stick figure.
I'll give her 0.7.
I'll give her a 1.8.
Okay.
Come on, guys, she's not that bad.
No, listen.
No, she's just, and besides, she's... You know, she's had Jack Nicholson.
It's our list. Yeah. I mean, you wanted to throw it out, we put her on there.
We rated her.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi. Who are we forgetting? Who do you want us to rate?
No, it's not that you're forgetting. I called the other day and I pitched Pink. Now, in my opinion, Pink, she's not attractive. But I was wondering if it's voted on, like, did you ever see her in the Moulin Rouge video?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I think I saw a little of that.
That's in
the making of, because they have that.
Christine Aguilera. Yeah. I've seen her. Yeah, but listen.
Right.
No, I.
If you see her in that, that's a totally different vote than if you've seen her in her last video or maybe in a magazine. And I was wondering, is all of this voting that you're doing based on your last impression in your mind that you've seen them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Pink, my last impression of Pink, she had a little Tori Spelling look going.
And my impression of Pink is her looking in the mirror with a goddamn hairdryer, you know.
I love that song.
I totally agree with you.
Yuck.
I was curious on how, because my last impression is, well, what I keep in there anyway, is the Moulin Rouge, and that she rates real high.
Yeah, all the women look real funky.
Thank you, my friend. We're simply looking for women that we haven't gotten to, so that no one calls us when the list is done to say, hey, you forgot so-and-so.
And Joe's getting a picture of that Shakira right off the Internet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I've got a name for you.
Who?
Calista Flockhart.
Come on, are you serious?
No, he's not. That's why he's laughing.
Thank you. Remember, it's the hottest women of the year.
That's it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I got that one for you. Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Oh, now there's one we should have rated.
Oh, absolutely. She's the hottest of the hot.
I'm going to have to see a picture.
I'm going to give Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Christ.
She's a solid 8.1.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to have to see a picture.
Get Mike a picture. Mike, I think you'll agree.
Thanks, Mike.
Jennifer Garner from Alias, right. She's a POA.
Is it Gardner or Garner?
Garner. Yeah. What did I say? Did I say the other
King
one?
Garner's daughter or something like that?
No, I don't think there's any way.
Now, just hold on a second.
I don't think there's any way that she came from James Garner.
You're going to be throwing around who my daughter is and who she is, and you're going to be in big trouble. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hello.
Can I do that? I mean, I'll go ahead and do that. If you.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Oh, what? Yeah.